He frowned and turned away because the blind man came unto him. Lo, thou art of a tremendous nature. We sent thee not save as a mercy for the peoples. Nor doth he speak of his own desire. It is naught save an inspiration that is inspired.
Whoever humiliates himself and shows respect to rich because of his wealth loses one third of his fate.
Strain not thine eyes toward that which we cause some wedded pairs among them to enjoy, and be not grieved on their account, and lower thy wing in tenderness for the believers. And warn thy tribe of near kindred, and lower thy wing in kindness unto those believers who follow thee. So proclaim that which thou art commanded, and withdraw from the idolaters. what could inform thee but that he might grow in grace? Or take heed, and so the reminder might avail him. Thinketh himself independent, unto him thou payest regard. Yet it is not thy concern if he grow not in grace. For him who cometh unto thee with earnest purpose and hath fear, from him thou art distracted. From a drop of seed he createth him and proportioneth him, then maketh the way easy for him, then causeth him to die and burieth him. Then, when he will, he bringeth him again to life. Disbelievers, the wicked.